The main streets of Santo Domingo become a party scene during Carnival weekend. The crowds are counting in English for the live music to start. During Carnaval, Dominicanos celebrate their independence, not from Spain, but from neighboring Haiti, which ruled the entire island during the mid-1800s. But behind the festivities, an immigration-related crisis has its own countdown.
The Dominican Republic is known for its beaches and lovely bachata songs, but this is another reality, of course.
Robin Guitard is Amnesty International's campaigner for the Caribbean region.
So we have been working very intensively on this country since 2013, following this continental court judgment, which provoked an important human rights crisis and created the largest stateless population in the Americas region.
Haitian migration has been motivated by poverty, political instability, and natural disasters.
Today, we know from the only survey that's been carried out that Haitian migration forms 87% of the total immigrant population here.
That's Bridget Wooding, director of OBNICA, the Caribbean Observatory of Migrants. Like Guitart, she observes that the predicaments that face undocumented Haitians last for generations. Those who are born from undocumented parents are not considered citizens according to Dominican regulations, leaving thousands of people stateless. After international pressure, the government created a temporary program to identify and register undocumented immigrants and stateless people. Some of them did register and get an ID, but others could not make it since they can't prove their identity or origins.
At the moment, they don't have access to too many rights, with the exception, very timidly, of social security. So there's still big challenges for the Dominican government.
It is easy to hear Haitian Creole a few steps away from Santo Domingo's downtown in Petite Haiti, where all sorts of things are sold on the streets. The neighborhood is the heart of a Haitian community. And just a few blocks from there, Antonio Paul Emile heads the Dominican Haitian Cultural Center. Paul Emile is a lawyer and used to work as an elected official in the government, but his Dominican documents were revoked.
The authorities question anyone whose documents have what they call weird last names. Just by the way my last names sound, they can tell that I have a foreign descent.
Paul Emile's Dominican passport was seized while he tried to renew it last year. He was born in Dominican Republic from Haitian parents, but he can't fully prove his identity, becoming stateless.
Conservatism here targets immigrants, and there's no distinction between them and their children.
Paul Emile says some Haitians fear racial profiling and deportations in a society where disparagement of Haitians is common. But Dominican conservatives and nationalists oppose citizenship for the migrants and stateless.
What we get from Haiti is not a migration or an exodus, it is an occupation.
Pelegrín Castillo is the vice president of Fuerza Nacional Progresista, one of the main political parties in the Dominican Republic. Castillo says that he sympathizes with Donald Trump's idea of building border walls.
We've been in Arizona and learned how the Nogales port of entry operates. We know that a border with security controls is what really helps coexistence.
Like other conservatives, he thinks that Haitian migrants are taking jobs that impoverished Dominicans deserve. But others hope that the Dominican Republic's approach to immigration doesn't plant a bad seed in Trump's administration. For the Transborder Unit, Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Santo Domingo.